"And what business have you here?" she continued. "It is not your place." "Mary and I sit in the kitchen sometimes, because at home we like to be free, even to license. But you are a visitor, and must go into the parlour."
"I'm very well here."
"Not at all, with Hannah bustling about and covering you with flour."
"Besides, the fire is too hot for you," interposed Mary.
"To be sure," added her sister. "Come, you must be obedient." And still holding my hand, she made me rise and led me into the inner room. "Sit there," she said, placing me on the sofa, "while we take our things off and get the tea ready. It is another privilege we exercise in our little moorland home, to prepare our own meals when we are so inclined, or when Hannah is baking, brewing, washing, or ironing." She closed the door, leaving me solus with Mr. St. John, who sat opposite, a book or newspaper in his hand. I examined first the parlour, and then its occupant.